this
reactivation,
time, well,
different aspects of it, because a lot of us talked about this last week and said, well, I could really use some help in languaging, so I put this together for you. It's really probably an aggregate of a lot of the things I've already done, so some of you might have got access to this in my prior program, but or as part of my downline, but let's just walk through it and kind of get an idea, and I want you to come off mute and ask questions as we go through this if you have some questions, because it's important to get answers today and to get language. And I've attached a lot. I think the one piece that Lydia didn't attach because she felt everybody already had it was the reactivation language for Nutrivirus. And we have a couple sets of that, but she's going to send out one of them, and then she's going to update the attachment, the outline on the Internet as well. So you'll have that if you don't have it yet. So let's talk, languaging Nutrivirus. So the first thing I did was talk about new prospects and what are we doing with breaking the ice today. And the first thing I put in breaking the ice was like utilizing cards. And because I'm not going to talk about, you know, we've all had plenty of training in our past about how to break the ice. And if you need more help on that, I suggest you get to your upline or crossline and just do some practice sessions about how to break the ice. And that just means when you walk into a grocery store, how do I start talking to people? And I'll tell you, the thing that really made a huge difference in my life was the fact that I finally looked at every person that comes within 10 feet of me. I just feel the Lord's got in my life for a purpose. I don't know what it is, but if I don't take the opportunity I have in the moment, that opportunity will be gone, and I'll never know what the purpose was. So I always look at it that way, and that helps me and gives me the oomph, or what should I say, the push, the little nudge that some of us need to be more interactive with people around us. And that's really what it takes to be a great networker, is to really feel that everybody around you is there for a reason. Go find out what it is, and that'll push you into the realm of being more interactive with people. So we want to take on that role of interacting with as many people as possible on a daily basis, and that means you got to get out of your house, too. I mean, you can't sit in your house and just pray about your business growing every day. You can do that, but faith without action is just words, right? I mean, they talk about, you know, I think there's some whether it's something about you, in order, you can't just pray, you need to move your feet. And the idea is that we need to be out there in action. And so we all need to take that on. If you break the ice, if you're using cards and navigate cards, and as you heard from Mary today, there's a brand new website coming out. And I think most of you knew about that because I updated you a week ago after my meetings with Rod Gilchrist. He's in town. And what they're doing is they're building a website that everybody gets. And some of you asked the question, does it just – in fact, I had somebody who was holding off signing up a couple of customers, members, because they wanted to make sure that they got their free website. So they're going to wait until after July 6th, which is when the websites are supposed to come out. And I started giggling because I said, there can't be a way in the world that Manatech is going to start this just with brand new consumers. So we got feedback that not only are members going to get this brand new website, but so are all the associates. So every one of us is going to have a website. Now this is going to develop a whole new strategy. So when Lydia asked me about doing next week's Monday call, I think, you know, I may not be back in time to do it, but the strategies, I want you to start thinking this week just about strategies around having your own personalized website. It's coming from Navigate, but it's totally different than all the other Navigate sites in that they can go to that website, it's exclusively about Nutrivirus, and they can sign up an order right off that website, and it immediately ties to you. So unlike ChooseReal.com, which they have to put in who referred you, this is a personal website of yours. It is free, and you can send it to anyone, and they can hit the Order Now button and fill out their information, credit card, and where to ship it, and you automatically have a new member underneath you. That's a pretty awesome structure. And so how are you going to get the word out? Well, using cards for that is going to be a big way, but that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm just saying that you can start strategizing on how you're going to best utilize and maximize the utilization of that website for yourself. But the cards I'm talking about today are using Navigate cards because they really, you know, they really work and you have something specific to share. So when you're breaking the ice, you want to always remember and always have with you Navigate cards so you can send people to websites. If you talk about Nutriverse, you better have Nutriverse cards. And that's probably my most popular card today because I really am pursuing a lot of people. I carry the Social Entrepreneur card and the Nutriverse. I don't use the wellness card anymore. I use my Nutriverse card because I really want people to get started on that as foundational nutrition and then work with them on other health concerns to build a program that makes sense for them overall. So it's about getting out there and talking to people, breaking the ice in the 101 different ways that we can break the ice, and then just introducing them to the newest breakthrough in the nutrition industry. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about words later on, but cards is one way to break it. Words, I want to talk to you about using words. When we use words with people, I want you to always to listen to people because this is never going to stop being a need fulfillment business. We're always going to be looking and searching for people's needs and then coming up with ways to fulfill those. So knowing that that's true, what's the number one way you're going to find out a person's need is going to be to listen to them. And they want you to care about them more than they know. I mean, that's the first thing people want to know is how much you care about them. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You've probably heard that 101 times, but I'm telling you, it is absolutely the most truthful, authentic thing I've ever heard of in all of network marketing. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And you can talk to people. I even did a three-way call. I do them over the weekends now because not everybody can catch me during the week. So we did one, Saturday, Lydia? Or maybe, yeah. I think it was an hour and a half on a three-way call. Now, that sounds like a lot of time, but you know what? These people had already reviewed all the materials, and they just wanted more information. They wanted to get questions answered. And so we had a beautiful time, and I spent the majority of time really caring about everything they needed, listening to them, and caring about them. And by the time we were done with that call, it was like a love fest. We couldn't wait. This woman said, oh, my gosh, and she talked about the person that's signing her up, and she says, I'm going to build this gigantic business for her. I mean, it was just, and she was really, it wasn't a false hypey thing. It was the enthusiasm about what she knew she could do because of the team that we've built around her to support her with her health issues and with this incredible product. Yeah, and she just felt like, I mean, it was like we felt like we'd been best friends for 10 years, and I just met her that day on the phone call. So it's really being a great listener, showing how much you care by really hearing them and solving their issues. And it's about getting people, and some of you will say, well, Mary Jo, I'm not sure I can answer all those questions. Well, then tap into somebody in your upline that can do the three-way call with you so you can get that across. But it takes a transformation in us to really become that caring, loving contribution. You know, that's what we want to use as our most important values, is contribution, because that's what you're there for, is to contribute. So always be a great listener, and we'll talk about the words in a minute, but always be a great listener for people. Breaking the ice, extreme food makeovers, if you guys are doing these, how do we invite people? You've got to have language down for that. And, you know, I love to invite people, hey, I'm having this event at my house, an extreme food makeover. It's Thursday night. It's going to be a blast. How would you like to come? And they'll go, well, what's that all about? And I always respond by saying, well, give me an idea. What's your favorite food that you really love to eat? And they'll say something. And I'll go, how would you like to make that the most nutritious food you eat all day? And then you go, come to the party and find out how to do that. Because you realize, and then we get into language about what's on the grocery store shelf as well, if you need more languaging, which we're going to go over in a minute. But that's the kind of language that helps get people intrigued. You want people to be intrigued, so you don't answer their question. Somebody said, well, do I send them a Nutriverse video in advance of coming to the Extreme Food Makeover? I never do that because that's what's being shown at the Extreme Food Makeover. And I'm a person that I don't like to get something in advance and then go and see the same thing all over again, and because then my brain goes, well, why did I have to come if I've already seen this? You get it? That's just Mary Jo's brain. I know not everybody works the same way, but that's what I think. So I don't want to I don't want to change that. And I know Manitech's building a 24/7 call right now. I don't know where it is status-wise, but that's going to be in place for us to send people in advance of the extreme food makeovers as well. So important that that happens, and we're working towards getting that tool available by next week as well. You can also break the ice. You can talk about Nutrivirus and break the ice about Nutrivirus at educational trainings, at, you know, any, I just put the people any way, anywhere, because Lydia and I are doing a lot of, like, church meetings now and health meetings, and we can break the ice about Nutrivirus as a way to, you know, a mechanism that you can use that is so incredibly high value. And so that all, there's just so many, it's unlimited where you can take this. I wanted to lay that as a foundation because people, there's, you know, we get stuck. We don't see the application. And yet in every single relationship, in every single interaction, there is the availability to introduce Nutrivirus and introduce health. You just need to get creative with your thought process in opening up to that possibility. So when you talk about I think underlying a lot of this, like when I do a three-way call with people that don't know very much, what I like to do, and most people don't know very much. Most people saw the pink slime or they saw some things, but they really don't know very much. They don't really know what's happening to our foods, but they do know that there are a lot more allergies out there today than ever in the history of mankind. They know that there are a lot more issues around people not being able to eat certain foods and having digestive problems than has ever happened in the history of mankind. So you're here to kind of give them a rationale behind it so that they can understand it a little bit better. So what I've done, and I've attached to the Monday call outline my Extreme Food Makeover run sheet. And I've given you in the run sheet in the first section is introducing the problem. So you can take information from that and use that in terms of talking to people. When I talk to people, I like to talk about things being genetically modified. And take, for instance, corn. Because a lot of people don't, you know, I tell people I haven't had corn in my house for over 10 years. And one of the reasons is, well, Monsanto has done so much damage to the genetic makeup of the corn. It's been genetically modified. In fact, they've added a pesticide into its gene. That's how they've modified it, so that as it grows, it excretes this pesticide to fight off the bugs. Now, that usually pretty much grosses somebody out. This is absolutely true, people. It's out there. Corn is regulated as a pesticide because it has a pesticide in it. But the FDA suggests that it's not high enough level to be toxic to us when we eat it. Well, that's really good news, isn't it, people? That it just has a residue that's not toxic enough. But if you get enough residue in your body, what happens? And everything you eat today has quote-unquote residue, has quote-unquote chemical ingredients that are toxic. So how much is enough? Well, the rates of cancer in our country, there's a reason why the United States has the highest rate of cancer anywhere in the world, because we don't eat food anymore. We eat edible food-like substances. That's what we're consuming. And it's these kind of things that are going on in our foodstuffs without us even knowing about it. So that's important. The idea of gluten intolerance. People, that's one of the hottest areas, growth areas in our country today is gluten intolerance. And people don't understand that wheat's been genetically modified over 8 times. When you take a foodstuff and you modify it so many times, how does the body expect to recognize it? It doesn't. So you wonder why our body starts rejecting foods, why we become allergic to foods. That's what gluten intolerance is. It's an, quote-unquote, allergy to wheat-based products. And I believe we're not born with gluten intolerance. What happens is our bodies develop it because we feed our body all this wheat-like substance, and our body finally just says, I don't get it. I can't see it. I can't recognize it. It doesn't make sense to me. What am I supposed to do with this? And it robs us of our energy because our immune system starts fighting it. We have all sorts of negative reactions to it because it's not real food. These are important concepts to really understand. And if you're going to be out there sharing with people, you need to have some of this because this is part of your warfare. It's part of your foundational understanding Because when people look at you and say, well, I eat healthy, and I mean, you don't laugh at them and tell them it's impossible. Just get real with them and say, well, how are you eating healthy? Let's talk about that. And they'll say, well, I just go to Whole Foods and da-da-da. And you say, you know what? I do all of that. I shop at Whole Foods. I shop at, you know, Central Market. I buy everything organic. But I said, but let's start with organic because you think organic's so great. I think it's great because it doesn't have any chemicals, quote-unquote, added to it or used in the process of growing. That doesn't mean it doesn't collect them from the air surrounding the area, but that's what it gives us. That's the one benefit. But did you also know that virtually every fruit and vegetable grown today has been genetically modified? It has less nutritional value to the tune of about 1 to 50 compared to where it was in 1950. And studies show that, and I talk about the spinach, and that has nothing to do with organic versus not organic. Organic just is how is it grown. It doesn't have anything to do with where the seeds came from and how many times it's been modified, genetically modified. So you need to emphasize, I think when you take organic and break it down for people, they get so proud about eating organic and the pride, it's a great thing. It's better than alternative, but the question is it good enough? And that's where we're coming up short. So you want to be very keen on that and understand that so you're aware of this language. This is the kind of support language that can help you overcome a lot of people's objections to taking supplements or I don't need it or I eat healthy and you know, I'm totally supportive of that too. In fact, eating healthy for the first 40 years of my life, I believe, had more to do with my overall health than anything else. But since I turned 40, which has been almost 20 years ago, I realized that my healthy friends were getting diabetes, heart disease, breast cancer, and they were doing the same thing I was doing. And I didn't want that to happen to me. And that's why I started researching. And thank goodness I made those choices. Because I'm not sure, you know, for me personally, I'm not sure I'd even have my husband today if I wouldn't have gotten on his track. His dad died in his 50s from kidney failure, diabetes, kidney failure. And if I wouldn't have intervened in my husband's life, he was, you know, on his path to the same thing. 125, 150 pounds overweight, all this stuff. He blames it on Mary Jo for my cooking because I, you know, he gained so much weight when we got here. And Lydia's in the background saying, well, you do cook well. So, and I said, yeah. Anyway, but it still is a blessing to get educated and learn more. And we can't claim any success from ignorance, right? So you get all this data in your Extreme Food Makeover event sheet that, and this isn't, Manitech's not going to put this out, people. This is, you're getting Mary Jo's run sheet. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is because it contains a lot of the introducing the problem. Manitech is going to put that on a DVD, so you don't even have to mention it at an Extreme Food Makeover. You can just click and let the problem be described because Manitech realizes that a lot of us aren't going to have that education. We're not going to feel comfortable doing all that talking. I'm giving you the run sheet because I think it's important when you're out prospecting with people that you have a reason why instead of just blurting, we can't eat healthy today, you know. When you blurt that out, it's not enough because people will look at you and they will think, well, I don't eat fast foods and I don't eat this stuff and I eat fish and I eat chicken and I don't eat beef and I eat produce and it's all organic. So what do you mean we can't eat healthy today? You need more information. You need to get to the core of why that isn't even good enough. And that's where you want to be. You want to have that. And don't make them feel badly. Just get them updated information about what they need. And that's what all the data is on my Extreme Food Makeover run sheet to give you the support to be able to communicate that information. Is everybody clear on that? Any questions on ability to communicate the need for something more? Are you still going to have problems with certain people you approach and talk to where they say, I don't believe in that stuff? Yes. What do you say when they say, I don't believe in that stuff? You go, next. You don't sit there for the next 6 months unless they're your husband. Then you might want to fight that battle. But it's not a battle you want to fight with everybody because you don't have the time and energy to do it. And there's so many other people out there that really want to be enlightened. People want more information. They want greater enlightenment. And if you want to send them some information, if they don't believe some of the things you're saying, one of my favorite pieces is Robin O'Brien's piece you can find on Giving Changes Everything. You can send that out to somebody to support a lot of the things that I'm saying. And the importance is to get that information out there, right? Okay. All right, so everybody clear about introducing the problem and helping people who think they eat well? And we all have our own experiences about it. I have the benefit of really truly talking about one of the reasons I looked in the first place was because of the things that were happening to my friends in their early 40s who were working out, eating organic, loved fruits and vegetables, ate salads all the time, stayed away from beef for the most part. You know, they were like me. That didn't stop them from getting breast cancer, adult onset diabetes, and other things. Those are out there to be in our lives because even what we're eating isn't good enough, and we need to recognize it. Okay, so introducing the problem. We have that information. Now introducing the solution. Okay, so what have I attached to your outline today? I gave you my language for sharing Nutrivirus, and there's a bunch of language in here. You can talk about whatever you want. You choose what to use, but I gave you a lot of alternative language in describing Nutrivirus, how to answer the question about the newest market offering in the nutrition industry. You know, I just came across the newest market offering in the nutrition industry. Or you can talk about, you know, on May 1st this year, a new product was introduced in the nutrition field that just knocked my socks off. You know, there's a lot of things that you can say about it, but you want to bring the newness. We have the newness argument right now, which is incredibly powerful because people always are looking for the newest and the best. If you don't believe me, look at the iPad sales. People want newest. They want the newest technology, the newest offering. They love that. That's why I love the language, the newest market offering in the nutrition industry, because it really opens up the door. Now, you can say, well, Mary Jo, what if there's probably some new products that came out, and you go, well, this is your opinion about what the newest is. If you don't know of any new, that's the newest one that you've come across, the newest market offering in the nutrition industry. A month from now, you might say one of the newest market offering, one of the newest. If you want to be more accurate and you're in the C quadrant and that makes you feel more comfortable, then use that one. I know the promoter quadrant, the I quadrant, really can say this probably for the next 6 years. But the C quadrant wants to be exact and doesn't want to make, so you could say one of the newest market offerings in the nutrition industry. So just revamp the language a little to suit your preference when you talk about it. But you can bring that out. And if people ask you, what is it? Well, you can start talking about, what do I go in my answer on my sheet? I tend to go into the problem. I like to introduce the problem to people first, because if I don't introduce the foundational problem, how effective, this is, I think some of you are not as effective as you can be because you didn't establish the need. If you fail to establish the problem, that's why I give you so much information on here, both on my run sheet and as well as the language in sharing Nutrivirus. Notice my response when I say, I just came across the newest market offering in the nutrition industry. I don't know if you have any interest in health or the health of your family. Now, isn't that kind of a silly statement to make? Well, it is. It's a rhetorical statement. In other words, I know they're going to say, well, of course I have interest in my health. That's why I want them to do that, because I want to establish, I want them to put a stake in the ground. In their own head, I want them to be put a stake in the ground. If I don't use that language, I don't get them to put a stake in the ground. What language are you using to get the person you're talking to put a stake in the ground and take a stance so that they feel guilty if they're not responding and intrigued or interested? You want to put that out there, and don't make them feel guilty. Mine is very soft. I don't know if you have any interest in health or health for your family, but if you'd like some great information, I'd love to send it to you. So you're opening up the possibility. It's hard for somebody to say no to that because they're saying they're not interested in their family's health. So it's a rhetorical statement, but make that statement. And then if they ask, well, what is it? Do I tell them, oh, this Nutriverse, it's got antioxidants, da 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 da, it's all these products all included in one. I would fall asleep if you said that to me. Because in the back of my mind, I'd say, well, I'm already taking most of that. I don't need what you have. Or I'd say, here it goes again, one more person selling me Juice Plus or some other product, right? It's just another product, pushing product. But notice how I don't do that. I said, well, did you see that pink slime stuff that came out a few months back about what they're putting in our beef? Oh, yeah. I said, you know, do you know that they put moths and insects as engineered proteins in our foods here in the United States today? And that's what's causing a lot of our food allergies? Or how about the fact that 90% of the money we spend today is spent on processed foods? 90% of our money we spend on foods, we're buying processed foods today. And so we're not getting what our bodies need just to basically maintain themselves, which is why we're number one in the world and that we're like the sickest population in the world, because we're inducing it by what we're putting in our body. Well, this new product that's out contains virtually all the necessary nutrients in their 100% natural food matrix form, and you can sprinkle it on anything and make it the healthiest thing you eat all day. See how different that language is instead of saying, oh, it's called Nutriverus, and it's got antioxidants, glyconutrients, da 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 da. You're not laying the foundation. So when you share and you language about Nutriverus, make sure that the foundation's laid. In people you talk to, make sure the foundation's laid. They want to know facts. They want to know what the truth is. They want to know what's really happening. If you're the expert out there and representing to be an expert, then have some of these facts down so you can truly contribute to them. So how many of you, let me hear from some of you in the field. How many of you feel like maybe that's what's lacking in your sharing? Anyone want to share? Quiet group. Or if you want to tell me what you're doing instead, or is this something you might be doing but maybe you're not as effective at it, your language around it you feel was maybe just more, you sound like a rifle shooting pellets out because you're giving them 101 things in one mouthful.
Erica.
Yes, Anita.
This gives me structure and points to really concentrate on, because I think sometimes I get excited about talking about it, and you're right, it's too much. This is
concise, right. It's great. Thanks, Anita, for sharing. Absolutely, because we are excited, and I'm not trying to quash your enthusiasm, but let me give you a lesson around enthusiasm. I remember when I first started in network marketing, and of course, I was enthusiastic as all get out because I had my dad's, you know, whole situation that was driving me. And there's nothing that can make you more passionate than a loved one having a remarkable change in their health, right? Or your own remarkable change in your health. So I was out there like going crazy. And enthusiasm has never been something I've had to work on as a human being. For all of you who know me, you know that's true. So I would come across with all this enthusiasm, and like 8 months into my experiencing around network marketing, of course, the first 6 months was pretty devastating because I wasn't very good, but, you know, then I started learning from the masters, and one of the things I read was excessive enthusiasm is one of your greatest negatives, and I thought, how can enthusiasm ever be a negative? So I want you to be enthusiastic. But I also want you to sound like somebody that knows what they're talking about. And sometimes our enthusiasm overwhelms us into becoming just kind of, as Anita, she'll get so excited about something, you just start spewing tons of data at people. You've got to pick and choose what your talk, what you want it to be. Pick two or three things. You don't have to pick the same ones that Mary Jo does. But don't overwhelm them with 101 bullet points, because they can't, their brain can't absorb it all. And notice how when in my little languaging I have here, I started with something that everybody got exposed to by what? By television. The pink slime stuff was something that came out on television. So a lot of people, so I picked up on something they might have already heard about. Another one that I'm using today, because this changes, every time something new hits, I pick it up and I incorporate it into my languaging, because I want people to respect me for reading about the stuff that I really care about, understanding more about health, because that's what's going to help them trust me. That doesn't mean you have to become a genius or a doctor. It just means when you see an article out there about calcium, how many people, I wrote a Manna Mail, how many on this call read the Manna Mail about calcium? I know, but some of the people, Lydia, some of the people on this call are in my organization who get my Manna Mail. What did you learn about the Manna Mail on the calcium? Anyone want to get off of mute? Okay, quiet group. Okay, anyway, I sent out an email, a Manna Mail, on the calcium study where it showed 86% increase in risk of heart attack by taking calcium supplements because they're calcium citrate and carbonate and all these things. And you know, that email, I already got 3 or 4 responses. I sent it out Friday in my email bank over the weekend of people going, okay, what am I supposed to do? Or okay, da-da-da-da-da, or on and on. And I even got one from somebody in Mexico, and it was all in Spanish, so I don't know what that's about. But I'll have to do Google Translate. But the idea is that we want to take on, you could talk about the calcium issue today as well, because it talks about synthetic, but that's a specific supplement, so it's not something that I bring up when I'm introducing Nutriveris, because it gets to be, it's so focused on just calcium. If people talk about, well, I'm already on supplements today, then I could say, well, can I talk to you a little bit about supplements today? Did you know the statistic shows that 95% of the supplements that we buy in the industry are synthetically made? And you might be aware of the recent study about calcium supplements. Calcium carbonate, and then you could bring that in. But you want to have some of that information because you want to have some knowledge. Not that you spew it all out at one time, but very, very focused, very directed, respond to what they say. Don't make them wrong. Just help them to be better. Help people to be better. No one will deny that they want to be better, and you're just there to help them be better. All right? And then there's more language on Nutriveris in there. You can pick and choose what makes sense to you. There's a bunch of alternatives on that page. The most complete real food nutrition and one easy-to-use product, foundational nutrition, providing essential nutrients missing in our heavily processed diets today. 70 patents blended in one product to perform like no other real food supplement in the marketplace. I like that. To perform like no other real food supplement. Combination of 4 core real food technologies in one at affordable price for everyone. Over-the-top nutrients all in one convenient, affordable product. It's a wow. The wow factor. New, most complete, affordable single product Manatech has ever produced. All of those are language. You choose what works for you. Don't choose all of them. You'll overwhelm people. Again, take it soft, gentle, step by step. Work through that. Listen. It's the problem, and then you have the solution. And then in the next part of the outline, I wrote down, why is this product so terrific? I think these are critical points to make. When you're doing the final Nutriveris and you talk about it and they ask about, well, why should I do this? And say, let me just tell you what is going on with this product, why I believe this product is one of the best products in the marketplace, if not the best. And you just run through convenient, affordable, right? Affordable by all, 5 products in one for less than $60 a month, unbelievable value. If you purchased, affordable and value are 2 different things, right? Affordable means anyone, because you could have something that has incredible value, that like the Optimal Support Combo Pack is an incredible value. But is $159 affordable by everyone? Well, we've been arguing that point for how many years now, but we're finding out that there are a lot of people that don't sign up to take it, because they don't want to spend $160 a month on their health, all right, nutrition. But but the idea on foods, they want to, they'd rather buy the other things. But the idea here is that you really have something at less than $60 a month, so it truly is affordable by all. And I like to talk about the combination. If you bought all those five products separately, it would cost you over $100. And if you bought them all 100% natural, which these are, all real food, you'd spend way over $200 for that same less than $60 product. The field results, so that could give you some more language on talking about the value. The field results in just two months have been overwhelming. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing from every angle, and that's probably because we have so much out in the marketplace today in our organization, but I'm hearing phenomenal results. In fact, I got an email the other day with some more results about a special needs child. A presidential director has a special needs child, and with the results they're seeing. And this child has been on Manitech products for years, and adding Nutriveris has made a huge difference in this child's life. So, you know, the rice bran, the additional nutrients are there as well, and it's awesome to get all that. And the other thing I like to bring up is I like to use the stock price, and I think I've shared that with you guys before. Last week it closed over $7 a share. Of course, today the stock price is down, but it's another thing you can share with people to add credibility. And then the Tom's shoes analogy. I use this frequently because a lot of people know about Tom's shoes. The give for real and the donation by consumption model. And there's language I put in the outline today that you can use. Where else can a person make an incredible difference in their own health, the health of their family, and make a significant contribution to such a worthy cause as ending global malnutrition in children? So you can memorize some of this and just use it. It's just where else can you do that? I don't know. I don't know that there's an alternative out there to Nutriveris, but that's a huge statement. Will everybody respond to that? Absolutely not. Why? Because we have a world that's made up of all sorts of different people. There are going to be people that don't respond. I'll never forget one of the calls I had on a Monday call, and some of you might have been on that call, and the person who made this statement might be on the call today. And it's your prerogative to have whatever opinion. We have free will. We think differently. We all do. But when I first shared the Give for Real program and how awesome it was that we're going to be feeding these children, somebody on my Monday call, which caused me just to absolutely stop dead in my tracks, said, why in the world would we want to give this nutrition to those people who are dying of malnutrition when we're just going to give them the capacity to reproduce and create more of the same? Now, is that a possible response that you might get from somebody? Yes. Do they have a right to have that attitude? Yes. Do I agree with that attitude or that opinion? Absolutely, my beingness is at the opposite end of the pole from that one. I believe every human being is created in God's likeness, and as we treat the least of these on this planet, so we treat him. But that's my scriptural, that's my religious background, that's my faith that drives me. Everybody's driven by something different. But understand that there are going to be people out there that don't respond to Give for Real, so it's not a win-win for everybody. But it can be for the right people. And it definitely is a great one in the realm of working with churches and people that are very faith-oriented. So know that you will hit some hearts there in a big way. The youth today, lay the foundation for youth. You know, a lot of you are working with young people. You want young people in your organization. Well, you need to know how to communicate with them. I did a call, and it's posted. The call is there as well as the outline on Manitrain on the 9th of May in 2011, about a year ago. And I talked about this new generation. And at the tail end of that, it gives you a lot of insight into how they think, where they come from. They're very different from us. They grew up in the Iraq crisis. They spent their youth in the Iraq crisis. They see what war does and the damages and throes of all of that. They understand the crisis we're in. Today, they're also in other economic crises because of the economic fallback that we've all suffered from, a lot attributable to the Iraq war and causing this country. But I'm not going to get into any political assertions about where our economic failure came, whether it's the housing market, the fraud in our credit card, all the things that we've done as a nation to try to stimulate the economy for 25 years came back to haunt us. But the idea here is that we've created this nightmare in our economy, and we are suffering from it. So the youth today are in a different place than we were. And this generation, however, is very much about contribution. So you want to be able to relate to them, and I think the Give for Real program is a huge calling card with the youth today. Ours was making money. Of course, a lot of the youth today are just desperately trying to find a way just to survive in this economy, but they also have a huge heart for making a difference and making this a better world. Okay, let's go forward. So that kind of covers many areas about sharing Nutriveras, using language, lots of different languaging patterns that you can use with people. Anyone have any issues about languaging with a new prospect? Anything you've come up against out there that you haven't been able to respond to?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Yes, Rudy. This has really helped me a lot, and God bless you for presenting this, because it has removed a lot of stumbling blocks that I've had, especially your keyword, next.
That can be, trust me, that's one of my favorite words, Lydia will tell you. She's learned it well, but it took her a number of years to learn it. Yeah, she just said next. Yeah, I mean, and it's so true. There are going to be people that just don't get it. They don't have any need for it. But we can help people see the need if we are sensitive enough to present it in such a way where they listen and they're willing to understand what they're putting in their bodies today, you know, and see that there is a solution. So, you know, it's not just because they don't see it right up front, but you got to really be careful. You know, people just go, I don't have any need for supplements. I don't, and you just got to go, okay, next. You know, we have there's 500 million people on this planet are taking supplements, so you don't have to worry about the ones that aren't taking them, that don't believe in them, because you know what? There's 500 million out there that are waiting to hear from you, so you'll never run out of people. Great, Rudy. Okay, so let's go quickly. We have about 5 minutes left, so I wanted to run through just what about those pre-existing associates, product changes? The only thing I've changed, this is just giving you more insight on how Nutriveras is impacting your life and your downline. The only thing I've changed in mine is that I'm not going to use Phytolo anymore. I used Phytolo for years. I encapsulate it, but I'm going to move towards, with Nutriveras, I can get my greens from that. And Lydia was so funny. She said, well, what are you going to do about your husband? He takes Phytolo every day, and he doesn't like change. He's in that C quadrant. And I said, I'm going to start encapsulating Nutriveras and giving it to him and tell him it's an enhanced Phytolo product. Okay. Now you just got to work through all those things. Figure it out. It'll work. Second, this is not an equivalent of the OSP Ambritose combo. Oh, my gosh. The OSP Ambritose combo, if you're taking that, you have the best possible value you could ever get in Manatech. It is awesome. You want to read the FAQs on Nutriveras. Plus is definitely missing in Nutriveras. That's a huge factor. But the other things are very different. Phytomatrix is different as well as other Manatech products, AAO, the Ambritose. They're all different in Nutriveras. They're not as substantial. Okay? Now, some people, the RDA is a little bit different, but and last week I think we talked about Phytomatrix versus Nutriveras, and somebody sent me a breakdown of how the RDA is less in Nutriveras than it is on the Phytomatrix label. And let me share with you the fact that Rob Sinnott and some of the other medical professionals at Manatech has said that the RDA is actually more in Nutriveras than it is in Phytomatrix. Recommended daily amounts of the vitamin minerals. And here's why. Because there are so many minerals, vitamins and minerals in the organic green section of Nutriveras. And none of that is on the label. Why? Because it's not standardized. It's kind of like our Phytolo product. It was one of the reasons we were trying to get away from the Phytolo issue, because we couldn't make an assertion of exactly what you're getting. But know that the only thing that's listed on the label is the standardized amounts that they were able to get from the Phytomatrix element of Nutriveras. None of the vitamin mineral content of the organic greens from vine-ripened fruits and vegetables are even included in the label. So you're actually getting more than what's on the label. but it's not standardized, and you can only list what's standardized on the label. Now, this might be more information than you need. I'm not sure you need to get into this with people that you're, because you're going to get, it's going to be information overload for people that are just starting. But if somebody questions you about the recommended daily amounts, you can answer them with that information. It's invaluable information about that organic greens part, which is almost 50% of the product. So there's a lot in there, okay? So know that. It's a great product as foundational nutrition, and that's why Manatech built it, because they felt they could get more people on it and mass quantities of people on it that wouldn't necessarily buy our OSP and Amber Toast combo pack because of affordability. So it's a great, great product for everybody. The OSP Amber continues to be the best value I put in there. What about reactivation? I put reactivation sheet. Well, Lydia sent that out. In addition to your outline, she also is posting it as part of the outline on the Manatrain website. So we've already used the reactivation language. We've been using that for a month and a half, 2 months already. But if you want to get some of that language, just look on the look in your email bank, because Lydia. Yeah, and it's been reposted on the Manatrain website, so you can go and reprint that off and get the reactivation language. I tell people, don't let no be the answer. I mean, yes, you need to be able to know when to say next, that maybe this person really, but I want you to be a real listener and be really firm with your intentionality around supporting their health and the benefits of this. And you could even outline today another concept of the Nutrivirus is say, you can get this product for free just as a consumer. And you're going to get your own personal website on Nutrivirus. And with that website, you can share it with friends and relatives, and you get 25% credit. They order right off of that. It's a one-page website that has all the information about Nutrivirus, and you can just get it out to people. And if they order on there, you pick up a 25% credit every month they order off of their orders. So, I mean, that's another selling point in terms of part of the for free discount, how easy it's going to be to achieve those credits to offset your product and get your product for free. So don't be afraid to use that new website as a mechanism. And if they're interested in getting a look at it, you can say, I'll send it to you next Monday. Okay. Yeah. I mean, some of this you can be doing reactivation next month as well. But for those of you who have procrastinated around reactivation, you may have just hit the home run ball of the century, because you're going to be able to use this as part of your reactivation mechanism, right? And it's a great tool, because it's a tool. The minute they get reactivated, they are going to get their own website. So how cool is that? All right, therapeutic versus foundational. I just wanted to go over this a little bit. We don't heal, cure, mitigate anything. But again, Nutrivirus is looked at as a foundational nutrition product. Will it have an impact on the human body? Undeniably. We've had tremendous amount of results already from the field. So what I'm doing, I'm just giving you some ideas, and this is just for you who want to get more into, putting together nutrition programs for people. I have one lady that I started last week. Instead of getting her on exclusively Amber Toast for some knee damage that happened, she's in karate, I put her on, I want to make sure she had that foundational nutrition. So instead of putting her on a bulk Amber Toast, I got her on a half bulk Amber Toast, 75 gram, and a tub of Nutrivirus. And I can do the same. I can do those two things for virtually the same price, right? And yet I now know I'm getting her Amber Toast in two forms, the one in the 75 gram as well as the one in Nutrivirus, plus that I'm also getting her all of her nutrition. So it was a neat way for me to combine the two. I felt it was better value for her in terms of total overall nutrition. Of course, I got her on other things like Sport, Bounce Back, and those products. And just to give you some feedback on that, this lady took the products one day, and the second day she was on the product, she sent me an email, and she said, 80% of my pain is gone from my knee. What is it? Is this true? Please call me. One day. Okay? So, anyway, just exciting to see that kind of stuff happen. But so you can use the different products, Amber Toes OSB is still the best if they can afford it, of course, and unlimited possibilities. But just think about, I just gave you that idea for purposes of understanding how you can make sure that people are nutritionally fed. Because over the years, you know, we've talked about doing Manitech, and some of you have gone out there and got everybody started on Amber Toes. But today, more so than ever, more so than 20 years ago, and clearly more so than 10 years ago in Manitech, it's crucial that we get all those nutritional elements in people's lives, because they don't exist. Our foods are so bad that we really need to make sure that foundational nutrition, and that one way you can do that is Nutriveris. It's an easy way to get that nutritional base, and then let the Amber Toes be the effective, you know, what should I say, therapeutic type of product that it can be, because it can't be as effective without the complement of the other nutrients in the body. Now more so than ever, and you have a great way of doing that with that combination. Okay, everybody, any questions before we go?
Mary Jo?
Yes, Ann.
Yes. Do you know whether Nutriveris will get NSF approval if it's not all standardized?
I think they can give it approval for what we claim on the product. Does that make
uh-huh.
sense? We're not claiming anything that's not
right.
standardized. So I believe that they can do that. I don't know that, but I'll send out an email on it and see if I can't get a response.
Yeah, because they've already certified 3 of the products that are in Nutriveris, really.
Right. I will find out that information.
Thanks.
Good question, because we'd like to see that happen. It's not selling. It's not stopping us from marketing it, but...
No.
Yep. Anything else?
Hey, Joe. Will those people we've signed up as members, will that website be retroactive to them?
Absolutely. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Even you, an associate, all associates are getting it as well. So the minute it comes out, you're going to get your assignment. You're going to get your site. They had to create something like, what, Lydia? Over a million websites. A million to satisfy all the people in Manitech. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So everybody's got their own website. You bet. It's cool. I think it's great.
Mary Jo?
Yes?
This is Nancy. Would it be possible to get a copy of the calcium study?
Calcium study? Yeah. Lydia, calcium study. Can we send that out to everybody? Okay, yeah, she'll send it out this morning. Before noon, you'll have it in your email. Okay, she'll send it out to everybody in the Monday call.
Thank you.
You bet. Anyone else?
Yes, have a happy vacation.
Thank you, Anita. Yeah, I was going to say it's your last chance before I vacate myself from the premises and go on vacation. All right, everybody, I will have a happy vacation, and you have a great 4th of July week. Enjoy everything, but again, do your best. Go out there, and, you know, people are crying out there to find something to make a difference in their life. The woman I just talked to you about with her knee issue, she'd been in pain and agony over this for over 2 years. So we know they're out there everywhere. We just need to find them, love on them, make sure they know how much you care, open up the possibility. You have 100% money back. I didn't even mention today the 100% money back guarantee. That makes it a slam dunk. It's a no-brainer to get started on those products to see if it makes a difference in your life. So we need to use that. Okay, everybody, love you all. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.